Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Monday, March 11th, 2024. Good having you with us. It's good having you with us, I guess. But, well, let's go ahead and get a weather report right now. I already have it up here. Right now in Dallas, it is 41 degrees outside with overcast clouds. Monday, it'll be raining later today, I should say, but later today it'll be raining with 45 degrees high, low 39. Tuesday, it'll be raining with 46 high, 36 low. Wednesday, it'll be overcast with 48 high, 34 low. Thursday, it'll be overcast with 54 high, low 34. Friday, it'll be overcast with 61 high, 37 low. And on Saturday, it'll be sunny with 61 high, 39 low. And on Sunday, it'll be 64 high, 43 low with sunny skies. And there you go. There's your weather report. Yep. Now let's go ahead and read some news, just regular news. Since I have this VM up, it always seems fair enough to get news from here. 68K news. Okay, yeah, we're not reading about Israel. Screw that crap. Do we really have to read about Israel, even though it has something to do with the Oscars? I mean, I do want to read about the Oscars, yes, but I don't want to read about the flippin' Gaza War in Israel. But it might have something to do with a movie, though, that won Best Picture or something like that. That really wouldn't surprise me. Let's read about... You know what? Let's just read about Israel-Gaza war. Gaza and ship yet to leave Cyprus on BBC.com. And it's not going to let me because it can't parse the damn text. Damn it. This is one thing about 68K News. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And most of the time it does not. Let's see if we can read about the story about TikTok. Let's just read about why Trump is now opposing banning TikTok. I wouldn't surprise you why we wouldn't be able to read it. Yeah, it doesn't even like it one bit. Let's just read this one for Business Insider. Okay, we can read this. I don't really care about the one with Trump. We can read this one called TikTok Leaders Are Pretty Surprised That a Bill to Ban TikTok Is Zooming Through the Congress, a report. This is a pretty quick one. U.S. legislators are again trying to ban TikTok with a bill in the House. TikTok leaders were not expecting a new bill to progress so quickly, per the Wall Street Journal. A former Activision CEO, Bobby Kotick, has shown interest in acquiring the social media app, after all. And it says, thanks for signing up, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Sorry about that. A bill to ban TikTok in the U.S. is speeding through Congress and has caught the social media platform off guard, the Wall Street Journal has reported. The new bill, which was sponsored by Republican Representative Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin and Democratic Representative Raha Krishnamoorthy of Illinois, would force Chinese company ByteDance to sell TikTok to non-Chinese owners or face a ban in the United States. Leaders at TikTok have been tracking the legislation, but they were not expecting it to move so quickly for the House. People familiar with the matter had told the Journal. The proposed legislation was put up for a vote and unanimously approved by the House Energy and Commerce Committee on Thursday. And now the House is set to vote on the bill on Wednesday. If it passes, it'll move on to the Senate and get one step closer to President Joe Biden. Biden has indicated that he would sign the ban should it hit his desk, despite having an account on his despite having an account on the app himself, which unfortunately is the truth. In fact, we even have an account on TikTok ourselves. We just have to add the social media account on our website, by the way. But we do have one, by the way. I think it's like Tricky Fox Radio 1, I think, is what our handle is. The president joined the app to connect with voters, but his stance could backfire. Polling from the Associated Press shows that 73% of people who use the app at least once a day oppose a ban. A TikTok spokesperson told Business Insider expects the bill to pass, saying it had a predetermined outcome. The government is attempting to strip 170 million Americans of their constitutional right to free expression, the company has told BI, Business Insider, in a statement. In fact, this will damage millions of businesses, night artists and audience, destroy the livelihoods of countless creators across the country. The unlikely characters trying to save TikTok? Whether the bill makes it through the Senate is less clear, as Republican senators like Rand Paul and Lindsey Graham have voiced concerns over it. Alright, we got a call in. Let's, hold on. Alright, I'm back, guys. I forget where we left off at, but, I'll just start where we at, I don't think. I don't think we should ban ownership in companies, because we don't like some of the different governments that are involved, or some of the different countries, Paul told the Journal on Friday. In the past, Democrats have mostly supported a ban on TikTok, but some legislators have said there should be a focus on other tech giants, like Meta, aka Facebook, and Google, which are regarding the data privacy laws. Now, here's the reality. Asserting that TikTok stands alone as the one platform that poses a serious surveillance threat to our nation's youth is deliberately missing the big tech forest for the TikTok trees, Senator Ed Markey had said in a statement last year. Now, meanwhile, American business leaders are toying with the idea of buying the app. The Journal, who cites sources familiar with the matter, said that former Activision CEO Bobby Kotick had approached ByteDance co-founder Zhang Yiming about acquiring the app as well. Other unnamed sources cited by the Journal said that Kotick also floated the idea to a group of people that include OpenAI's Sam Altman. Representatives for Kotick, OpenAI, ByteDance, and TikTok did not immediately respond to a request for comment sent by BI outside regular business hours, so. The movement to ban TikTok in the U.S. has been pushed by legislators who believe the company will hand over user data to the Chinese government. But so far, TikTok has said it will not comply should it receive a request to do so, though. In response to the House bill, TikTok went on to the offensive and urged its users to contact their representatives to let them know when they opposed it. Unfortunately, we did go over a little bit. In fact, we probably went over a lot, yeah. So, tell you what, I am just going to put a little smaller commercial in, just 2 minutes, just because of this specific reason. I'll probably also cut the call out with Aunt Lou in, on demand, so you don't have to hear that. I did raise my mic up so you wouldn't have to hear it, so it'd be a little bit more faint. I'll put our music in right now. Might as well do it right now while we're at it. Benson Boone and, Painted Town Red, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, coming up is Food Talk. We'll be right back right after this with Food Talk. Stay tuned. Coming up is Food Talk. We'll be right back right after this. Food Talk is coming up at 8:20 a.m. We'll be right back right after this. Don't go away. Coming up is Food Talk. We're going to read some recipes. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Yep. That was Beautiful Things by Benson Boone and Paint the Town Red by Doja Cat right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Yeah! Now it is time for Food Talk, and I got a recipe. Whoa. Okay, yeah, I didn't mean to do that, but it's okay. Lamb chops recipe is part of the 40 traditional Eastern dinner recipes. Ham, lamb, salmon, spinach pie make Easter dinner something really special by going all out. Let me close that. With our favorite traditional mains and side dishes. Then, take your spread over the top of our classic Easter desserts. Interesting. We'll read some of the desserts next time, but let's read these lamb chops first. It was submitted by Flora Underwood. It's ready in 50 minutes. It serves 4 to 6. There's 5 ingredients. Here's the ingredients. You'll need lamb chop that's 1 inch thick, Italian breadcrumbs, rosemary, Dijon mustard, and mint jelly. Yes, that's a thing, by the way. Alright, here's the directions. It's very simple. First, you'll need to rub the Dijon mustard on both sides of the chops and roll the chops into breadcrumbs. Then you'll want to sprinkle the rosemary on the paper plate and then place the chops in it. After that, you stand in baking dish and bake at 350 degrees for approximately 30 minutes. After that, serve with mint jelly. That's what the mint jelly is for. You put it on the plate and serve it with that. Yes, it's a thing, by the way. I don't know how you make it, but it's a thing. I hope that music isn't too loud, by the way. My brother's in... I'm not even going to say it. But anyway, let's take a look at ham with pineapple honey glaze. Moist spiral cut ham with pineapple honey glaze. It'll take a while to cook though. In fact, this will probably be the last recipe we'll read because it's got a lot of directions, a lot of ingredients. So, yeah, I think this will be the last one I'll read, guys. So, there you go. So, let me go ahead and read this as the last one. Ready in 3 hours. It serves 12 to 14. It's a big feast. Here's 13 ingredients, so I'll take a while to read them. For the ham, you'll need one spiral cut ham, bone in for 8 to 12 pounds, and one large oven cooking bag with the tie. Now for the glaze, you'll need one 20-ounce can of sliced pineapple, juice reserved, one cup of sugar, a half cup of brown sugar, a half teaspoon of ground cinnamon, a half teaspoon of ground cloves, a half teaspoon of ground allspice, a half teaspoon of fresh ground nutmeg, a half teaspoon of paprika, a fourth teaspoon of ground ginger, a third cup of pineapple juice, and a fourth cup of honey. Yep. Now here is the long list of directions. There's 10 steps in total. Number 1, place the ham left in plastic covering from company and netting to make handling easier into large container. Cover with hot tap water. Let sit for 45 minutes. Empty water and refill with hot tap water for another 45 minutes. This allows the internal temperature of ham to raise before you place it in the oven. Number 2, preheat the oven at 250 degrees. Adjust the oven rack to the lowest position, by the way. Number 3, remove the ham from the water and all packaging from the company. Be sure to remove the plastic disc covering bone. Place ham inside the large oven bag, making sure that the cut side is at the bottom of the bag. Gather the bag tightly around the ham and the tie. Place in a large roasting pan. Cut four small slits and top a bag with knife. Then on to number four. Bake ham until the internal temperature reaches 100 degrees, approximately 90 minutes or 10 minutes per pound. Number 5. During last minutes of ham cooking time, combine the sugar, brown sugar, cinnamon, cloves, allspice, nutmeg, paprika, and ginger in small saucepan. And once it's combined, add the pineapple juice and honey, and cook over medium heat, stirring constantly. Remove from the heat. Consistency should just allow you to pour. But if not, you need to add more pineapple juice, okay? Number 6. Remove ham from the oven. Untie the oven bag and roll down the sides. Any juices are inside the bag you'll want to keep within the bag. And increase the heat in the oven to 350 degrees. Number 7. Starting at the bottom, cut portions of the ham. Hang pineapple slices on ham with toothpicks. Number 8. Slowly pour 1/4 of glaze over ham. Return to the oven for 10 minutes. Then repeat twice. You will still have glaze left over for those who may like more glaze on their ham. Number 9. After final oven glazing, remove ham from oven. Remove pineapple slices, if you wish, to a separate bowl for serving. There will be liquid in the bottom of the bag. My family likes this adds the leftover glaze to pour on individual ham slices and serve with individual pineapple slices. Number 10. Place ham on platter and serve. Pour glaze and ham juices into gravy boat for service if you'd like. That is, if you have one. And there you go. That's Moe's spiral cut ham with pineapple honey glaze. Very good recipe. It's highly rated and critically acclaimed. It's not going to show me the rating, but it's okay. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and stop it there, guys, okay? But that is it for Food Talk, guys. And coming up in the next segment, we're going to be doing TMZ Celebrity News, guys. What a coincidence. So there you go. There we go. So I think I know what I want to play, sort of. We're going to play, trying to think here, okay, where is the song I always play? Let's play something different. Usually I play Daylight, let's play Training Season by Dua Lipa. And, there's some new songs I just got added recently. We're going to play Training Season by Dua Lipa and Sophie Ellie Bextor, Murder on the Dance Floor, which was featured in Amazon Prime Video's, Saltburn, I believe. So, yeah, check that movie out while you're at it, on Amazon Prime Video called Saltburn. Just search it on Amazon Prime Video. It's on there, by the way. I looked it up. But anyway, coming up at 8:40 a.m. is TMZ Celebrity News, guys. Yeah. So anyway, hopefully we'll read about Taylor Swift or something. I don't know. But we'll just wait and see what happens. It sucks so I'm not playing Taylor Swift, but oh well. Too bad. It's very likely we're not going to read about Taylor Swift, so that's why I'm playing Sophie Ellie Mature instead. But either way, yeah. But anyway, coming up, regardless, is Dua Lipa, Trading Season. Yeah! And Sophie Ellie Victor, Murder on the Dance Floor from Saltburn on Amazon Prime Video. Yep, so stay tuned after that, and then after that we'll do TMZ Celebrity News, guys. So stay tuned, TMZ Celebrity News is coming up, don't go away, we'll be right back. Yep. That was Murder on the Dance Floor by Sophie Ellie Victor and Trending Season by Dua Lipa. Two new songs on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Anyway, it is now time for TMZ Celebrity News, guys. And to kick things off, we're going to have John Cena. He was not completely naked at the Oscars, but he just was about. Now, John Cena was stripped down to practically nothing to pull off a streaker bit at the Oscars. But we now know just how much skin he really showed, and what was actually covered up, really. The wrestler turned actor took to the Dolby Theater stage in Hollywood, California, in nothing but nude-colored modesty wear, to make it appear that he was really naked at the annual industry event. In other words, his junk. Sorry about that. I might cut that. I might bleep that part out. Sorry. Was covered up after all. So he wasn't totally naked. As you can see from the new photos, John was totally unfazed by the minimal amount he had to wear as he smiled off stage while waiting for his hilarious segment to begin. Yeah, there's backstage the Oscars. I'm gonna view the photos later, maybe. He was even snap-shushing a few people behind the scenes while rocking only Birkenrock stock sandals and an impressive timepiece. Now remember, John is no stranger to performing little to nothing. He famously wrestled shirtless while rocking only denim jorts throughout most of his WWE career. Now, as far as how he pulled off his onstage quick change to present the best costume design category, the video above, which I'm not going to play, by the way, I wish I could, though, but I'm not going to, shows several Oscar production assistants draping John in fabric as the nominee montage began. And the commitment to the bit was certainly paid off, after all. John Cena's appearance has been applauded as one of the night's highlights, really. Other notable moments at this year's Oscars include Emma Stone ripping her dress during Ryan Gosling's performance of I'm Just Ken, Jimmy Kimmel and Donald Trump exchanging words mid-show, and Twins co-stars Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito's reuniting on stage. You gotta wonder how John's ex, Nikki Garcia, felt about the bit, as she was also in attendance working the Oscars red carpet. Really. Now on to TMZ Sports. Boxer Besser Niemann, gunned down in Germany, is now dead at 38 years old. This is a breaking story, by the way. Besar Narmini, I think is how it's pronounced. I could be wrong, though. In fact, I'm very wrong, very likely. A former boxing champion with only one loss in his career was actually shot to death outside a restaurant in Germany. Narmini was leaving the establishment in Bielefeld Saturday night around 6 p.m., according to a report, when 10 shots were fired, at least some striking Namami, I can't pronounce that right, I'm so sorry, who was pronounced dead at the scene. One or more perpetrators approached and shot the victim, police said in a statement, adding, that Manny died at the scene due to the great wounds he received. Authorities are currently investigating a major police operation as they hunt for the person or people behind the shooting, but cops have not commented on motive or the identity of the suspects, though. Bassar, an Albanian who was born in Kosovo in 1985, fled to Germany in the late 1990s as the Kosovo War raged in a southeastern European country. And the boxer eventually made his mark in his new country, becoming a successful pro pugilist. In fact, Bassar was 26-1 with 22 knockouts, and once held the IBF European Super Welterweight title. Damani retired in 2019 after winning his last fight by TKO. Damani's brother, Bertati, paid tribute to his late sibling on social media, writing, "My brother Bassar Damani was killed today in an ambush in Bielefeld, Germany." He added, "May God join us in heaven with him. I will forever be proud of you. I love you. R.I.P. Alright, let's read one more story. LATAM Boeing 787. Passengers flown throughout cabin. Sun dropped, many injured. Passengers on a flight from Australia to New Zealand were being tossed around in a cabin after a technical problem has caused the plane to take a brief nosedive, leaving many injured. Check it out. One passenger has doubled down in pain and attended to by many others, while another is clutching her head in agony on board the LATAM Airlines Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner on Monday. It was certainly a tense moment for everyone on board. Really. They're all looking around, wide-eyed and scared, not knowing what the heck just happened or if it's even going to happen again. Really. One passenger said some folks weren't strapped into their seatbelts at the time of the drop, and while another added to CNN that some were tossed around so vigorously that the plane's ceiling ended up with blood on it. But despite all the chaos midair, the flight, which was stopping in Auckland before heading to its final destination, Santiago, Chile, managed to land safely at Auckland Airport as planned, though. Well, that's good. And a spokesperson for the airline didn't elaborate on what the tech issue was, though. They were just telling the New Zealand Herald the situation had affected some crew and passengers. That's all. But roughly 50 passengers were treated at the airport by Hato Hone St. John ambulance for mild to moderate injuries, and just one person is in serious condition. That's all I can say. But anyway, that's it for TMZ Celebrity News, guys. And coming up in the next segment is, you guessed it, Pokemon Go. Why are you not surprised? So there you go. Anyway, let's go ahead and park commercial it now. Okay. I think I know what I want to play. I know I have a habit of doing this, but even though we add new music, we're still going to do it anyway. We're going to play Too Much by the Kimberloy, Jungkook, and Central C. Too Much. And after that, we're going to play Steve Lacy's Bad Habit for you guys. Yeah. And you're probably wondering why Steve Lacy Bad Habit? Well, you're going to laugh at this. You're going to laugh at this real hard. Because it is from Pokemon! Sorry about my laughing so hard, but it is indeed from Pokemon. That's why I said I was going to play it, because it's from Pokemon. So there you go. But yeah, the reason why I do this show from 8 to 10 now is so I don't try to wake people up from 7 to 8, guys. So there you go, in the house. So, yeah, kind of disturbing there, but yeah, it's the truth. But anyway, coming up, is my door It is closed, but I feel like that music's so loud, though. But anyway, we're just going to the commercial break anyway, but I'll just tell you what's coming up. But anyway, I got popcorn in my mouth there. I'll be okay. Anyway, coming up at 9 a.m. is Pokemon Go, I think. Or maybe it's Pokemon Sleep. It is Pokemon Go. We'll see if anyone got knocked out of the gym, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, coming up, we're going to play some Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. We'll be right back right after this. Don't go away. Yep. That was Bad Habit by Steve Lacy and Too Much by the Kid Laroi, Jungkook, and Central C right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, it's time for Pokemon Go, guys, in the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. So what are we waiting for? Let's get this show on the road, guys. Oh, let me turn that up for you guys. I had it turned down for some reason. Kitty Cat Catch sends you a gift. Alright, guess gotta do this then. Alright, let's claim our Poké Showcase Awards. Ooh, rank 1. Lots of experience, guys. Lots of experience. Alright, no one's gotten kicked out yet. At least, yeah, I got no coins today, so yeah, no one's gotten kicked out today, that's for sure. Let me turn that up a little bit more so I can hear it better. Is that better for you guys? I hope it is. I'll start all over with the ripple and time thing. Damn it. Hate doing that, starting all over. Hopefully this week will be better. No one needs to be healed, of course. Of course, my Pokestop streak reset, of course, but so did my first catch of the day, because of course I did that yesterday on my 7-day streak, so I figured, you know, why not let them all reset for a change, because why not? So, yeah. Let's get the Spragato, guys. I'll just use a raspberry. It's a little bit tougher to do. Yeah, it looks like it's torn escape. Nope, I got it. I already care about the extra candy, but let's see what it's worth. It's a 2-star. Let me check it's good on attack, but as far as defensive hit points, that's a hit and miss kind of thing. Yeah, it's definitely not going to be good for a gym, so I'll throw it away. I need Pokemon to make coins, so I need these Pokemon for gems. Marcia Lynn Powell Memorial. Where the heck is that at? I think that's in Monmouth. I don't know. Thank you. sorry for being so quiet. I just can't really think of what to say. Pokemon broke free. Who cares? Maybe these Pokemon don't want raspberries. Well, this one did. Leaves the Flucko. I'm not gonna borrow of him. Do I have any golden raspberries, I wonder? No, I do not. And those Pokemon are not gonna get healed. At least I can't heal them to full health, at least. But I will feed my buddy, though. Actually, no, I'm not going to do that, because then you'll be forced to endure the music that my brother's listening to. But then again, I have this music playing, but I don't want multiple things overlapping, so it's not worth it. I guess I could do a quick treat, but I want to take a picture of him too, you know. It would be really cool. So, there you go, but I don't think it's worth it. Anyway, I'll probably just do it on my break, or do it later, I don't know. And besides, we have Pokemon Sleep at 9:20 anyway, so there you go, but you know what, let's just do it anyway, I'll figure this out. I have my door closed. I need more room space, guys. Maybe I can put them on my bed. We'll try that. Yeah, let's try that. There we go. I put them on my bed, so that's a little bit better. We'll just work with that. Wolfie on the bed. That is so close. Our Dropbox. Yes. Stay tuned while we listen to this cool music here. While it's uploading to our Dropbox. There we go. Close out that. Got a heart for taking a picture. Great. There, Flecko here. Why me click on it? Why you not letting me click on it? There you go. Oh my god, it's so weak. I'm gonna get extra candy for this guy. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. That'd be appropriate if I could not dodge it. There we go. Yep. Worth nothing. Alright, we're running low on time yet again, so we're gonna have to put a commercial in now, guys. Almost went over, but we could have, though. probably would have, though. But yeah. Alright, I'll just put the music in now. I might just put it in later, though. I hate when it keeps referring to 2000s. Alright, what should I put in? Let's put in Cannon's Love You, even though it's calling off the charts again, which I absolutely hate. Probably just remove it later. But I like it, though. It's a good song. And then after that, we'll play, trying to think here, how about Unstoppable? I'm trying to think. Yeah, that's probably gonna have to do the trick. Anyway, coming up is Pokemon Sleep. We'll be right back. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, it's now time for Pokemon Sleep. Let's get this show on the road, guys. The Pokemon Company and Select Button. Alright, we got a very small update available, so let's go ahead and download it. Shouldn't take too long. Okay, let's go ahead and synchronize the Pokeball. Okay, start. Yes. Balance type. New record! Yeah! That's a 100% sleep score, too. Heard earlier was new Pokemon. I forget it was like Diglett or something like that. Sorry if I'm so quiet in this segment. I just gotta do what I'm doing. No one's hungry, of course, so there you go. I'm gonna feed this Caterpie the bonus biscuit. Pokemon we can feed as a helper. Yep. Skip that. I'm gonna change the Diglett photo because it's worth 2 stars. Almost got me to rank 15, but oh well. Of course, she's level 4. Next up on the agenda is Sudowoodo. Level 6. Okay, we got electric type weak. We'll check that out later. Alright, we have to choose our next research site. But first, let me claim my sleep points real quick. Got 100. That's a new record, guys. Goal met. Claim rewards. Yeah! I'm so sorry about that. Well, look at this. Great job. You've now registered 70 sleep cells in your sleep style decks. Huzzah! Well, while you're occupied, I got right on that new area. You know that? If it let me click on it. Now you can visit Tapu Hollow for future sleep studies. Oh, cool. Tapu Hollow has quite the mystic feel to it now with it. The way that the light pours from above through the hole in its ceiling, okay? You may find some ground and rock types there that you haven't seen before. Go check it out while you can, as you continue towards your next goal. 110 total sleep styles in that dex of yours, okay? While you explore, I'll get right back to looking for new ways to help your studies progress. And keep up that good work on that sleep rest research, you hear me? Yep, you too. Now I gotta find 40 more, woohoo! Yep, looks like it's great 5 or bust. Okay, what's the shop want? It's probably just a free item. I'll worry about that next time. And what's electric type week? It lasts on Monday, March 11th from 4 a.m. to 3:59 a.m. What sleep site do I have to be at? I don't think it really matters that much. Anyway, let's just go ahead and choose our next research site. Here's Nerali again. Alright, nice work this week. We're getting more and more used to doing research here, of course. Alright, this is the last time we'll be at Cayenne Beach for a while now that we got access to the next research site. 35%. Alright, let's say goodbye to Snorlax, guys. Let's go to whatever the next site is. Take care, Snorlax. Thanks for a great week of snoozy studies. You too. I'm so sorry, I had to do that. Alright, Great 5. I really wish I got an Ultra 1. I'm so bummed out about that. Darn it. It's a grade seed this week, guys. Last week, but yeah. You went to sleep and woke up at similar times from day to day last week. You can try to get into an even better rest driven by aiming for the length of your sleep to be consistent each day. Yeah, my sleep wasn't as good as it was last week, guys. Sorry about that. I don't know why you even say that on the air. But anyway, let's go on to Tapu Hollow now. Oh, there's the Frosted Wonderland. But anyway, I'll have to get 70 more sleep cells before I can go there. But anyway, let's go ahead and befriend some rock-type Pokemon, guys. Either way, this week's event was this. Oh, it does apply electric-type week. So yeah, we'll definitely go here. Oh, we're gonna have to download some new sound data. Wonderful. So I've never unlocked this before, so it's kind of obvious. He wants desserts and drinks, of course. I changed the music! Anyway, I'm gonna do more of my Snorlax later, afterwards, later today, but, right now, I just realized we're gonna be going over, so there you go, last time I forgot to do it, and then, you know, I got, like, very little drowsy power, so that was kind of annoying, but yeah, but this time I'll make sure to do it, I'll even remind myself to do it. But we'll just put a 2-minute commercial break in this time, guys, just so, because, I think we'll play, just before the last segment, we'll play, what should we play? We already played Training Season, how about, Big Energy by Lotto and All My Life featuring J. Cole? I think that'll work. Yep. Anyway, coming up in the last segment, I think we're going to do music news, guys. Stay tuned. Coming up is music news at 9:40 a.m. We will be right back. Don't go away. Well, looks like I have a lot of editing to do today, guys, because our audio recorder, AMP, it just cut off the whole thing, and I minimized it, and I even went as far as cutting it off. I even had to start the whole radio capture all over again. So, yeah, I am not happy about this. In fact, I'm so unhappy, I'm even thinking of removing it. I'm very unhappy about this. So, yeah, I definitely have a lot of editing to do today, guys. In fact, I don't even know if this episode's even gonna be available on demand, guys, because of the flippin' AMP thing. I'm about ready to switch to a different radio, not radio automation, but I may just stop the morning club here, guys. I am so upset right now. We'll just do music news anyway. Actually, you know what? Let's just read regular news and whatever. That's what I had planned for in the first place. I know I'm still gonna regret this, but we're gonna do it anyway. Yeah, now wants me to read about Yahoo Sports. But at least this isn't about Oscars and Israel, so, let's read about why Kansas City Chiefs gave Chris Jones 5-year contract extension. And it's not gonna happen, so we're gonna have to read something else. I'm telling you, my show's becoming cursed, guys. I don't even know if this show's even going to be available on demand now after this thing. I'm about ready to say AMP. Let's just read about 5 killed, including a child, when small jet crashes the hillside while attempting emergency landing in Virginia by the New York Post. Okay, we can read this. I didn't really want to, though, but it is what it is. It's just how it's gotta be, guys. 5 killed, including a child, when small jet crashes into hillside while attempting emergency landing in Virginia. 5 people were killed, including a child, when a private jet crashed near a small airport in Virginia while attempting emergency landing via Reuters. 5 people were killed, including a child, when a private jet crashed short of the runway of a small Virginia airport and burst into flames while attempting emergency landing. the twin-engine IAI Astra 1125 crashed about 3 p.m. Sunday near Ingalls Field Airport in the Hot Springs area of Bath County, about 160 miles northwest of Richmond, WSLS reported. The business jet came down along the airport road, killing the pilot, co-pilot, and three passengers, including a child believed to be between the ages of 5 and 7, according to the outlet. Their identities have not been released, though. The crew was trying to land because of an emergency, according to Jeff Ford, chairman of the Bath County Airport Authority, without elaborating on what it was. Police confirmed to WAFB that the flight from Port Lauderdale, Florida, was not scheduled to land at the airport. Small crash site, everything is burnt, meaning the tail numbers are identifiable, State Police Sergeant Rick Garlitz has said, adding that police are working with the Federal Aviation Administration, the National Transportation Safety Board, to try to identify the victims. In addition to State Police, the Bath County Sheriff's Office, Hot Springs Fire and Rescue, Fallen Springs Fire and Rescue, and Clifton Ford Fire Rescue had responded with post wires. I think we'll just finish it out with that. I'm just really annoyed right now that the stupid program was not working. Alright, I want to apologize, guys, about my behavior right now. It seems that most of my issues come from open source software, it seems. And I always seem to have issues with open source software, but other software I don't. That's not open source. I don't know if AIMP is open source, but I'm still thinking of getting rid of it as well. But I absolutely hate it as well. And in fact, I think I hate it even more than Audacity. I think Audacity is even better than... I think Audacity is bad enough, but I think AIMP is worse than Audacity. In fact, am I even on the air? Yeah, I am. So obviously it's AIMP just me off. So yeah, I'm so sorry about that, and I will probably have to import two files instead of one. I'll probably cut out a lot in this segment, too. I might even just leave this segment out. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do, but either way, I'll just finish reading the weather. Dallas weather, 43 degrees right now with overcast clouds. Monday, 45, high, low, 39. Tuesday, it'll be 46 high, 36 low, raining on Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, it'll be cloudy, 48 high, 34 low. Thursday, it'll be cloudy with 54 high, 34 low. Friday, it'll be overcast, 61 high, 37 low. Saturday, it'll be sunny with 61 high, 39 low. Sunday, it'll be sunny, 64 high, 43 low. And there's your weather forecast. You're welcome. Anyway, I think I might just cut short today, guys, after my little behavior today, guys. Because, I don't know. Because this is uncalled for. It's not right. It's not nice. It's just not, it's inexcusable. It's not uncalled for. But anyway, either way, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and put in Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For, and Rima and Selena Gomez, Calm Down. We'll just go off a minute early, I guess, I don't know. But either way, thanks for listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, even if it wasn't my best morning show in the end. But either way, yeah. But anyway, I'll see you tomorrow, and hopefully tomorrow on Tuesday, it'll be a better morning show. But until next time, see you tomorrow, everyone. I hope I have a better day tomorrow. Bye-bye, everyone.